The well-known newspaper advice giver Ann Landers was reported to be at an embassy reception when she was approached by a pompous, arrogant senator. He said to her, "So you're the famous Ann Landers. Say something funny." Without missing a beat, she said, "Well, you're a politician. Tell me a lie." Though most politicians are infamous for telling one lie after another, there's almost always a grain of truth sprinkled here and there amongst the detritus of their long-winded speeches, something that listeners could grab and hold on to. That one small gem of truth revealed that underneath all the pompous arrogance, there was still a human being buried somewhere down there. Usually. But things are far worse now than they've ever been in our lifetimes. The current election cycle we're all suffering through has reached lows we've never seen. Things have truly come to a head. The stark contrast between truth and falsehood couldn't be more obvious. Despite this, masses of our fellow citizens remain blinded to what should be as plain as a nose on their faces. Most times, this blindness is willful. People will simply believe what they want to believe. Who needs facts? Such people really need God. Without Him, there's no discerning between truth and lies. But the devil, starting with Eve and Adam, has convinced literally billions that they don't need God at all. Even more damning, that Father God doesn't even exist. Because, the devil pontificates, we all originated out of some primordial soup in some distant prehistoric age, crawled out of that soup and gradually became the human animals we are today. What he and his so-called scientists and elite experts are never able to explain is where the primordial soup came from to begin with. But as God's word, the Bible, declares, none of this is new. As Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 1:9, there is nothing new under the sun. It may seem new because we haven't lived long enough to see things repeat. But the older we get, the more things we see that do exactly that. Hang on to those old clothes long enough and they'll eventually be back into style. So our current deplorable straits are actually only the latest travesty to play out for humanity. Over and over again, treachery, savagery, cruelty, lies, and deception have been launched against others. Conflict has characterized humanity ever since our first parents sinned. Indeed, their firstborn son, Cain, became humanity's first murderer. He didn't have to be. Father God gave him instructions, encouragement, and warnings of what could happen. Cain refused to listen, and poor Abel was mercilessly slaughtered by his own brother, and the killing has never stopped. Look what happened in Daniel 6. Daniel, being the conscientious, God-gifted man he was to be appointed by the king as second in command in the kingdom. This did not sit well with some of his aristocratic colleagues, bypassed for promotion. Treachery in the palace. Not the first time, and certainly not the last, since no imaginable charge would stick as Daniel's life was simply exemplary. They had to trap him, frame him, for some kind of crime. Their plan? Not only would they snare Daniel, but they would also trap the king, force the king's hand into doing something the king otherwise would not do. We know this would come back to haunt them. They thought their plan was flawless. Once executed, Daniel would be eliminated once and for all, and they would finally be rid of Daniel and his goody-two-shoes life. The lions would finish him off, and not a minute too soon. Well, God honored Daniel's faithful obedience. Daniel, even at the risk of his own life, would not break God's command to worship only him. For there is only one living God, and all other pretenders are evil. Paying them any homage at all draws their evil influences into one's life, which, if not somehow countered, will inevitably take over, mangling the precious human beings into entities hardly recognizable as ever having carried the image of God. Daniel's envious, devious colleagues were already well on their way to total disfigurement. So deep was their hatred, bias, bigotry, racism, and anti-Semitism against that Jew who persisted in those damnable Jewish traditions of praying to their God, who would never act like them, who would never become one of them. Daniel was always different. Like all Jews, he was always there, thinking he was just a little better, more special than all the rest. But the lions in their plan would bring all that to an end. Sound like the nefarious plans being exposed, directed at former President Trump the last few years, particularly this year? Well, what those politicians didn't anticipate was that the God of the Jews is exactly who he says. God intervened miraculously, beautifully, perfectly. An angel of God, perhaps the same angel in the fiery furnace during Nebuchadnezzar's time, came and stood vigil with Daniel, pacifying the vicious lions to be docile and calm. Like kittens they became. The famous Jewish historian Josephus shares a few additional details. When Daniel was discovered totally unscathed, the accusers claimed that the lions were still full from previous feedings and so weren't hungry enough to devour Daniel. These flimsy excuses further enraged the king, who decided to test that theory on the lions, feeding them full and then seeing what would happen to all the accusers along with their families. Well, the lions had great fun tearing them all limb from limb. Poetic justice. God's justice was served. Referencing the avalanche of political ads we're bombarded with at the moment, the candidates most obedient to God's word are the most trustworthy and believable. The pro-death crowd of Democrats claim they're being lied about when they're the ones actually lying continuously. They are putting on a great show, a thoroughly nasty one. Don't fall for their play-acting theatrics. Do not ever vote for the pro-abortion, pro-death, anti-Christ crowd, as Kamala said, no matter how nice and reasonable their lies sound. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, that you have been in these last few years exposing to all of us, all people of goodwill, how thoroughly corrupted our country has become. Help us, all your people, to vote for righteousness for those who follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.